We're talking with the actress who's going to be playing the role of Grisabella on stage at Shea's in Cats, which runs from February 5th through Sunday, February 10th, Carrie Renee Fuller. Carrie, thanks so much for taking our call.
Of course. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Where are you right now?
We are currently in Providence, Rhode Island, performing at the Providence Performing Arts Center. We opened last night.
Before we talk about Cats, I actually have a question about life on the road.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be in, I don't know, how many cities? 20, 30?
As of now, I think that there are 24 on the schedule.
When you're in a town, obviously you're on stage at night, and on Saturdays and Sundays you have matinees and evening performances. But what do you do the rest of the time?
You know, honestly, so far since we just opened, we've been teching here in Providence. So we've had rehearsals during the day from around 12 to almost 5 o'clock. But I'm anticipating, now that we are open, that we'll have our days free, which is very exciting. Lots of rest to be made up for, because tech does not bode well for getting lots of sleep. But I'm anticipating just really seeing the towns and cities that we're in, because that's kind of the perk of touring is, you know, in the first 8 months of this tour, we're going to see 24 cities. So I'm really excited to experience the culture.
And what about practical things? I mean, if you want to get a haircut or see a dentist, or how do you do all that?
Well, our company management is fantastic, and they have essentially compiled a list of, you know, hairdressers, dentists, urgent cares around each city that we're going to. So if there's any emergency like that, like, we will be more than taken care of. They've also been generous enough to organize gyms in most of the cities that we're going to. So that's really nice. So we can get our workouts in, or there's also lots of little restaurants to go to, lots of grocery stores. I mean, practically, I brought an Instant Pot on the road so I could cook, so I'm not completely removed from a domestic life.
I remember, now we're going way back in time, but reading that Sammy Davis Jr., took a whole complete kitchen with him when he traveled, because he said if you eat restaurant food, you get fat.
That, and also I find it really exhausting to go to a restaurant for every meal. I like to spend my money on experiences, and a lot of that is going to local eateries, but I'm a coffee girl, so I would rather spend my money on, like, a local fancy coffee, you know? As opposed to food. And I really do enjoy cooking. So thank goodness the Instant Pot was rolled out, because I can make anything in that little device. I'm very lucky.
So you would define yourself as maybe a millennial?
Yeah. I mean, I was born in 1993. Is that a millennial?
Yeah, that's a millennial. Millennials, as opposed to baby boomers, you guys do like to exercise. I mean, going to the gym is not an option. It's like a necessity. So even though you're dancing up a storm every night, you still want to go to the gym in the daytime, huh?
Well, it's so important. Like, we have an amazing physical therapist from NeuroSport, NeuroTour. She is so wonderful. And she travels with us to make sure that we stay in peak condition. But part of maintaining the ability to dance every single night, which, as Grisabella, I don't really dance as much as my fellow castmates. They really lay it out there every single night. And you have to stay strong. You have to stay flexible. You have to make sure that your mobility and stability is all there. And a lot of that is achieved in the gym. And so it's kind of like priming your body for the show that evening. It's so imperative that we have gyms wherever we go, because it's kind of necessary to make sure we don't get injured.
Thank you. We're chatting with Carrie Renee Fuller. She sings and dances the role of Grizabella in the latest tour of Cats. They teched. They're currently in Rhode Island. They're coming to Buffalo from Tuesday, February 5th through Sunday, February 10th at Shays Performing Arts Center. Any special challenges about singing the role of Grizabella? I mean, you get the big number, memory.
Oh, man. There's a lot of challenges that come with it. A lot of it is expectation of the role. I still kind of have to remind myself that this isn't all a dream, because the amount of beautiful, talented women that have played this role is just endless. I mean, you have Elaine Page, you have Betty Buckley, like these iconic women singing this iconic role. And so I have to remind myself that as Carrie Renee Fuller, while I do sing this crazy big song that everybody has kind of built up a pressure around, that it still is my interpretation of it, and that I have to be patient with myself and not get frustrated if I don't feel like I'm living up to my own standards, because of course we're our worst critics, you know? So I have to be patient and just try and go on that journey every night and make it as authentic as I possibly can.
Chatting with Grizabella in the latest tour of Cats, coming to Buffalo, Shays Performing Arts Center, Tuesday, February 5th through Sunday, February 10th. Before this tour, Carrie Renee Fuller, were you in New York?
I was. I am actually based out of New York City. I've lived there since 2015 upon graduating college. You know, it's the greatest city on earth, and I tend to be more of a nature-oriented girl, so being in the city of concrete is difficult at times, but I think that's what made tour so appealing, is that I still have the amazing talent pool that comes from New York City. I mean, this is a Broadway tour. It's the talent that is on this stage. I am awestruck every single night by my castmates. I get to go off and watch from off stage them just lay their souls bare. And these are dancers that have dreamed of being in this show for their entire lives. A lot of these dancers, this was their first show they ever saw. This is the show that made them want to do what they do. Similar to the role of Grizabella from a actor-singer standpoint, you dream about this your entire life. And so when it happens, it's surreal. I, of course, miss New York, but I think that this is an opportunity that doesn't come around very often, and I'm just very, very grateful.
Now, I hope this isn't a spoiler alert for anyone, but in your production, at the end, when you go to Cat Heaven,
Yes. What's
the mechanism for that?
We have the amazing Foy technology, and it is essentially a harness that I put on, and it gets inspected by our Foy operator, and they make sure that I'm safe and sound every single night. They're incredible. And so I essentially get hooked up to a harness and flown into the, you know, the rafters. That is how I enter the Heaviside layer. It is still really cool when you see it, even if you know about it
cool. Beforehand. No, that is cool. For the choreography, I understand that in this production, there's a Hamilton-Cats connection?
Yes, yes. Our choreographer is Andy Blankenbuehler. He contributed some new choreography to the production, which I think flows incredibly well with the original choreography of Gillian Lynn. Andy Blankenbuehler, like you said, choreographed Hamilton on Broadway. So he brings kind of an edgy hip-hop feel. It's just a little more contemporary choreography that will resonate with the more modern audiences.
Sure. Keeping it fresh for, you know, the next generation.
Absolutely.
Which calls itself Gen Z now, I understand. That's all one word, not Gen Z.
So much keep up with.
I know.
Myself.
I'm sure there'll be many, many young aspiring actresses in the audience who will see you and say, someday I want to do that. What advice would you give?
That is exactly why I do what I do, is because I've been inspired by actresses before me and still continue to be inspired by fellow actresses and actors. There's so much competition, especially in 2019, and there's so much happening around us. Not just in the theater, but in life. And I think that it is so important, and something that I have to continually remind myself is that only compare yourself to yourself. Be better than you were yesterday. Don't worry about who's around you and how talented you think the people are around you. You can draw inspiration and you can hold yourself to certain standards, but make sure that those standards are coming from yourself and your own heart, because you're just going to be consistently disappointed if you're comparing yourself to others and holding yourself accountable according to their standards. So be proud of yourself. Make the people that love you proud of you. Like, there is nothing more exciting to me than when my parents are going to be in the audience, because they've given up everything for me to pursue this dream. And so my ultimate goal is to make sure that they are proud of me, and that the cast is proud of me, because I am so, so proud of them. And the creative team, it's just, we've made this beautiful piece together. And I just want to make sure that everyone feels like we're giving everything that we have every single night. And so that's what I would kind of advise, I guess, to fellow performers that want to pursue this, is what other people's opinions of you are none of your business. Like, follow your own path, follow your own heart, be kind, and you'll be a success.
We've been talking to Carrie Renee Fuller. She's on the new tour of Cats. She'll sing the role of Grizabella. It's the big one with Memory. She'll be on stage at Shays from Tuesday, February 5th, all the way through Sunday night, February 10th. Carrie Renee Fuller, thanks so much for chatting with us here at WBFO.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was a joy. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
For WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.